Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Today, how correlated are cryptocurrencies to the stock market? Let's take a look, shall we? Cryptocurrencies have received a lot of interest lately, of course, due in large part to recent gains in digital assets and increased adoption by a wider swath of the population. One reason crypto assets have seen a surge in popularity is that they're seen as distinct from the traditional financial markets. In fact, many crypto enthusiasts tout how digital value is uncorrelated to the stock market and point to it as a way to add asset diversity to an investment portfolio. But we had to dig a little deeper into this. Are cryptocurrencies really uncorrelated to the stock market? In the past few weeks, drops in the stock market have been accompanied by losses in cryptocurrency prices. So, let's take a look at crypto and consider how they might be correlated to the stock market. Crypto assets, first of all, are worth close to $2 trillion. As of March 19th, 2022, the global crypto market is valued at about $1.9 trillion. With a T. Compare this to the value of about $620 billion in 2017, according to a report from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Even though this is a high valuation for crypto assets, this is actually a retreat from the high, close to $3 trillion in November of 2021. Part of this drop in crypto assets has come as stock market prices have also struggled. Year to date, the S&P 500 is down 6.36%, although at one part the S&P 500 had dropped by quite a bit more than that before recovering to some degree. With crypto assets accounting for such a huge amount of financial value in the markets, it's no surprise that people are starting to wonder how they can be incorporated into their portfolios and trying to figure out how correlated they are to more traditional stock assets. Yeah, cryptocurrencies do appear to be correlated to the stock market. And we see this in recent months. Questions about whether cryptocurrencies can really be used to diversify risk and hedge against stock market losses have arisen. Part of this has to do with the way that crypto has dropped when stocks dropped, in many cases. So while the correlation hasn't always been exact, when comparing stock market drops, they're often accompanied by crypto drops. Although, this does seem to be a relatively new development. The IMF report points out that back in 2017, there wasn't much of a correlation between stock market and cryptocurrencies at all. While there were periods of correlation between Bitcoin returns and the S&P 500 between 17 and early 2020, they weren't very pronounced. Starting in April 2020, though, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies started showing more correlation to the stock market. This is also about the time when cryptocurrencies started gaining more traction in the wider population and values started rising. The IMF report indicates that a greater level of correlation between Bitcoin and the S&P 500 has been in place since the COVID-19 pandemic. While there have been periods of lesser correlation, there has only been one point since the pandemic that there has been a negative correlation between Bitcoin and the stock market, as represented by the S&P 500. There has also been an explosion of available cryptocurrency tokens since then. Check this out. In 2017, there were 1,335 cryptocurrencies, according to Statista. By November 2019, there were 2,817. Since that time, during 2020 and 2021, the number of coins has absolutely exploded. As of February 2022, there are 10,397 cryptocurrencies. What? Along with wider adoption of crypto assets and more interest in them as investment vehicles, the IMF report points out there has been an increased correlation between cryptocurrencies and the stock market. As a result, it seems as though the promise of an uncorrelated asset class hasn't been borne out yet. Let's go ahead and try to dive deeper on why have crypto assets been correlated to the stock market lately. Now that we're seeing some correlation, we're inclined to ask why. The IMF report points out that spillovers between volatility in the asset classes increased from 2020 to 2021 as compared to 17 to 19. Here's what the IMF has to say about Bitcoin specifically and its correlation to the S&P 500 in the last couple of years. Bitcoin volatility explains about 1/6 of S&P 500 volatility during the pandemic, and about 1/10 of the variation in the S&P 500 returns. As such, a sharp decline in Bitcoin prices can increase investor risk aversion and lead to a fall in investment in stock markets. Spillovers in the reverse direction, that is from the S&P 500 to Bitcoin, are on average of a similar magnitude, suggesting that sentiment in one market is transmitted to the other in a non-trivial way. So it appears that cryptocurrencies have been seen as similar to stocks in terms of risk as far as many regular investors are concerned. Investors who look at stocks and become worried about volatility might also be those investors that invest in major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, and become concerned when uncertainty and volatility impact the price. However, this is an interesting correlation, especially in terms of how the spillover from crypto assets impacts volatility in the stock market. For example, as of February 2022, the companies listed on the New York Stock Exchange boasted a total capitalization of $27.69 trillion. When looked at in that light, the fact that cryptocurrencies, with their total capitalization only reaching close to $3 trillion at one point, seems to have an outsized influence on stock market volatility. In any case, at this point, it does appear that there is some level of correlation between cryptocurrencies and stocks right now, and it remains to be seen whether this correlation continues. So now, what's the future of cryptocurrencies and stock market correlation? The IMF report focuses and expresses concern that continued interconnectedness between the stock market and cryptocurrencies could actually cause destabilization in the financial markets. One of the stated goals of decentralized finance is to disrupt the current traditional markets, but the movement is supposed to replace traditional markets with blockchain solutions. However, it's far from certain whether blockchain will emerge as a true alternative to the current monetary system. The volatility of cryptocurrencies is one of the reasons that it might be difficult to use them as mediums of exchange. We don't use stocks as currency because the prices can be volatile on a day-to-day basis. So the same is true of cryptocurrencies right now. The prices of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and other crypto can swing widely, making it difficult to settle on a common exchange of value. Additionally, unless cryptocurrencies are widely adopted for mundane financial transactions, it's unlikely that they will achieve the critical mass needed to stabilize their values and see practical use as mediums of exchange. Plus, unless cryptocurrencies are more widely adopted for transactions, it's unlikely that they will be able to overcome the limitation that, for many people to benefit from them, they still need to convert them into fiat currency for everyday use. So far, the IRS treats cryptocurrencies much as it would stocks when it comes to taxation, especially when crypto assets are bought and sold on exchanges or through other methods. As long as cryptocurrencies are treated as stocks for regulatory purposes, there's a good chance that they will continue to be correlated to the stock market, since they're seen more as speculative investments than they are mediums of exchange. On the other hand, the cryptos most correlated to the stock market are the major currencies, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Smaller cryptocurrencies, might not be as correlated in the future. Additionally, coins that have strong underlying use cases might be used as hedges later on, even if they don't truly disrupt the financial system and instead kind of just coexist with the current system. Bottom line? Ever since the COVID-19 pandemic, cryptocurrency returns, particularly Bitcoin, have seen an increased correlation to the stock market. As more people have become aware of cryptocurrencies and invested in them, and as crypto assets are seen more as investments along the line of other asset classes, just like stocks and bonds, instead of a replacement for the current monetary system, that correlation has only increased. While there's no way to predict the future, it's not too far-fetched to consider that unless cryptocurrencies can truly replace the current financial system, they are unlikely to become completely uncorrelated from the stock market. Instead, cryptocurrencies could potentially coexist as an additional, if correlated, asset class. Well, that was fun, and that is our show for today. Tons of info packed into that 10 and a half minutes or so. If you want to dive a little deeper, please, by all means, check out this article, copy and paste the title of this podcast into the search bar at cultofmoney.com. cultofmoney.com. You can also follow us on basically any social media thing you're on. Just search for us, Cult of Money, and you'll find us. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we'll talk to you again real soon.